The doctor.
I have it, sir.
No, I can't hear.
Can you hear?
No.
Yeah, what is your name, sir?
Justin John Williams.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Justin John Williams, 221756.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 2nd, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today.
I would like to introduce you to the members conducting the board, the members of the board conducting the hearing today. If you can see on your teleconference screen, to my extreme far left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Williams and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Mr. Williams.
Yes, Your
Honor. I understand.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is true, pardon me, if you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions during this phase one portion of the hearing. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal wager company as follows. Violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to enter and complete the Maricopa Reentry Center located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about July 20th, 2017, as verbal and written directives on July 20th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Williams, is this true or false?
That is true, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Williams' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a couple of ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Williams, we're going to move on with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. Mr. Williams, if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Williams was released from DOC custody on July 5th, 2017. He was arrested on September 9th of 2017 by the Yuma County Sheriff's Office on his absconding warrant status. Was returned back to our custody on September 11th of 2017 with 51 abscondes, with a community supervision ending of February 23rd, 2018. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2007, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2012, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. And 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. He's had 4 attorneys with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SUG and gang information noted. that he self-admitted to being a member of Southside Crips in Yuma, Arizona. His moniker is Bones. Prior terms of supervision, 2007, TIS completion 30 days. 2013, TIS completion 4 months, 29 days. And 2015, TIS completion 4 months, 26 days. He has a minimal disciplinary history with criminal damage and fighting noted. And since his return on October 2nd of 2017, received a write-up for disrupting camp or out of place. He has a minimal, other arrest 2002, simple assault, AZ juvenile probation. And 2004, disorderly conduct, AZ juvenile probation. And he has a community risk score of G8, V8.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Williams. First of all, it looks like that you have the capacity of completing your community supervision. You've done it 3 times. According to your case supervision summary, you're released to reside at New Solutions, located at 4430 North 23rd Avenue in Phoenix. On July 7th, you were approved to reside at Vivre, located at 2501 West Elm Street. You're discharged in July 20th, 2017. You're placed in the Maricopa Reentry Center or program, and you failed to report to the Maricopa Reentry Program. We don't have any verifiable employment. Were you working at all when you were on community supervision, sir?
I just got hired at Austin Electric from the resources that I got from completing the Sunrise Employment Center program.
From your programming notes, you referred to task labs and assigned the color maroon. You submitted 3 clean UAs around supervision and were required to submit 3 while in community supervision. You had 3 negatives. And then you were attending programs at Vivre. And sanctions, it said you admitted the use of spice, and then you were sanctioned to the Maricopa Reentry Program, which you failed to report to. So I'll begin by asking, why didn't you go to the Maricopa Reentry Program, sir?
Let me just start off by saying that I made a bad choice. Due to the fact that my mother was being released from the Jesse Owens Rehabilitation Center and being disabled, she depended on me to find her a place to live in Yuma as well as move her stuff. And it took longer than expected. I panicked. I got nervous and scared that I was coming back to prison. But by the grace of God, I got a call from my brother about a letter that came in the mail from the parole office stating that if I turned myself in, that they had a new program for violators, that they would work with me. So I had to find a ride. Eventually got a hold of an old girlfriend that was willing to take me after I explained my situation. On my way back, we got pulled over by Border Patrol, which then they wrote my name and led me here. So I take full responsibility for the mistakes and the decision that I made that day.
So am I correct understanding that you were trying to return to parole when you were stopped by Border Patrol?
Yes.
And if I may ask, why were you stopped by Border Patrol?
They said a suspicious activity, but because we ran around our checkpoint and they pulled us over and they ran our name and came back that I wanted, so they took me back in.
So
it was by the checkpoint coming from Yuma going towards Phoenix.
Understood. I'm going to ask a quick question here of our community corrections officer. Yes, Mr. Osborne, I think you already have information.
Yes, sir. I just want to note that the absconder reduction program letters were mailed out on July 31st, and he was arrested on September 9th. So there was quite a lapse in time between the time for the mailing out and the time he got pulled over.
Okay.
Just wanted to note that, sir.
Okay, back to you, Mr. Williams. You were missing from community supervision for 51 days, so why did you not make contact with your parole officer during that time?
Like I said, I panicked. I got nervous and scared that I was coming back to prison. There's really no excuse except that I would I was here, you know, I was gonna come back to prison. I didn't really want to come back.
Of course, these are just ratings, but there was some past, well, you have numerous drug arrests. So did you have an ongoing addiction or a past addiction with drugs, sir?
Yes, I did.
What's your drug of choice, sir?
It was meth and then some marijuana.
So have you detoxed from methamphetamine, or when's the last time you used?
Last time I used was 2015 on Christmas.
Well, I'm going to take what you're saying on face value, and based on the fact that you had some negative UAs when you were on the outside, I hope that you have been staying clean from methamphetamine. I think we can all agree that it's very addictive. It's pretty destructive. What will you do? Okay, I think I've kind of asked, there's usually an order of questions that I ask. I know why you were stopped. I know that you had absconded. You explained that you had panicked and didn't go to the Maricopa Reentry Center. But what were you doing for the 51 days that you were missing?
Helping my mom move her stuff into a house over there. She's disabled. She can barely walk. She had lost her house when my grandfather passed away, and when she got released from the rehabilitation center in Phoenix, she didn't have no place to go. And I helped her find a place to live before she got out. When she got out, I helped her move her stuff in that she had in storage, and pretty much I just helped her out around the house and stuff like that. Helped her set up the house, get the water and electricity, ran around the city and got her stuff done. And just spent time with my mom and the kids.
Mr. Williams, had you asked, I know it's at the discretion of parole, but had you asked to live with your mother when you came out of the prison system on community supervision? Was it an option for you?
At that point in time, it wasn't an option for me.
Okay.
She was losing the house, and for me to give them an address that was going to be, the house was going up for foreclosure, and for me to give them an address there wouldn't be significant, so I had to wait for her to get an address. But she ended up going to St. Joseph Hospital with a bad bacteria infection in her blood. And that's what ended her at the Jesse Owens Rehabilitation Center.
Thank you, sir. Yes, Mr. Osborne, just one second, Mr. Williams.
Yes, I just wanted to note that on July 25th of 2017, Officer Jesse Agler did call the offender's mother, which was the emergency contact, and she stated she'd had no contact with him and she did not know his whereabouts.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Okay, Mr. Williams, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Seeing no questions from my fellow board members, would you like to make a final statement before the board goes into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you would like to share before we go into discussion?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is really the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision whether or not to revoke your community supervision or return you to the community. So if you'll just remain on the phone, the board's going to have a discussion. We'll make a vote, and we'll come back to you with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Okay. Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, as always, I try to look to the positive. It looks like that at least for a portion of his community supervision, that he was testing negative for drugs. Unfortunately, He was recommended to the Maricopa Reentry Program after admitting his use to spice. He did not arrive, or he did not complete his intake, and he absconded absconded from community supervision for 51 days. I think if you look at the whole of the case, he just did not adhere to the conditions of his supervision. Again, I do commend him for at least having a negative urine analysis and looking for employment in the Horizon program, but I'm not finding him suitable for community supervision, based on everything we've gathered today, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Thank you. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W2551, as well as information, as well as discussion with Mr. Williams and information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Williams was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal wager company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Williams, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released in a bit less, or a bit more than 4 months on February 23rd, 2018. It may sound like a long time, but we highly suggest that you take advantage of this, really the short remainder of your prison sentence, to put together a plan for your transition to the community, as well as concentrate on any ongoing drug issues that you may have. If you're staying clean, then we commend you. But it may be something that you need to concentrate on as you put together a plan for your return in February 2018. Please do not take this as a negative. We do wish you the best. We have to make some hard decisions on behalf of the state of Arizona. And when you return in February, you will no longer be under community supervision. You won't have a parole officer. You'll be on your own free will. You can help your mother. You'll be free to do as you wish. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And if you could, please give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.